Now what are we doing? Is this a sermon time? I have a couple stories I want to share with you, but I want to let you know, just remind some of you and tell some of you who may not know about this amazing sign in the Gospel of John. It's the first sign in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is filled with signs and wonders. That's really important for the writer. It's important to know that an abundance of good wine is an eschatological symbol of the joyous arrival of God's new age. That big word, eschatological, it just means the final destiny of creation. And the final destiny of creation in God's eyes, in God's heart, is one of abundance, fulfillment, hope, joy. It's like a wedding banquet. It's like a wedding banquet. Changing water into wine is this amazing first miracle. Jesus is inaugurating God's new age. So pay attention. It started. The prophets Amos and Joel, they both draw on this image. Joel writes, "And in that day, the mountains shall drip with sweet wine." Amos adds this, "And the hills shall flow with it." No milk and honey here. We're talking really good wine. So back in, I don't know, I think it was around 1980, last century, I was with my family of origin at the time, camping at Lake Almanor. Some of you may have heard this story before. Camping at Lake Almanor, and my parents, who were still married at the time, had a motorhome, a small motorhome, and they parked in a campsite at the water's edge, practically, at Lake Almanor. Lake Almanor isn't super high, but it's high enough that at night, even in August, it can dip below 40 degrees. We slept outside. The parents slept inside. And one night, it dipped rather low. It got rather cold, and the heater came on in the RV. My dad, who enjoys some good wine, he brought, I don't know, 4 or 6 bottles on the trip. And guess where he had stored them? He had stored them in the closet where the little heater is kept. Yeah, exactly. Lois Godfrey knows, and she's shaking her head. No, not a good plan. Well, a couple of the bottles popped open. The corks came out. And it smelled a little like the old Christian Brothers, if you've ever been to a winery, Christian reminded me, the Christian Brothers barrel room. I went immediately back to that. Yeah, that's where my parents took us on vacation. So, which is a wonderful smell, actually, wood and wine and cork. But there were maybe 3 or 4 bottles that hadn't popped open. When wine gets in close proximity with heat, over a little bit of time even, it can ruin it. So it needs to be consumed. Either you're just going to throw it away, or you need to consume it. My father had somehow gotten his hand on a couple bottles of Silverado 1974 Cabernet Sauvignon. If you know anything about wine, 1974 was like a stellar year for Cabernet Sauvignon, and Silverado is one of the premier Cabernet houses now. Things weren't as hoity-toity as they seem to have become. So my dad popped both of those bottles. We're in a campground. It's all dirt, red dirt everywhere. There's no concrete. It's not a developed kind of place. And people are passing by, and my dad's, "Would you care for a glass of wine?" He's just handing it out. I was not 21. It was probably one of the best glasses of wine I've ever had in my life. That generosity, you know, might as well share it. Might as well share it. There's more than enough to share. Signs of God's new age are emerging all the time. They really are. Pay attention. Pay attention. I heard a young woman speak from morning prayers at Harvard Memorial Church this last week. And she was preaching from the text, Love Your Neighbor. She said, well, if you don't know your neighbor or you don't agree with your neighbor, can you love them anyway? She started with that question. She's a third-year Master of Divinity student, so I figure she's got to be in somewhere in her mid-20s, which means that she was probably 5 years old when her family immigrated here in 1998. She comes from a family of five. After 10 years of working to gain citizenship, which is a long, arduous process to get through all the paperwork and all the process, well, they worked 10 years, the family had, to get citizenship. Only four of them received it. Her middle brother was suddenly undocumented. He was told to move out of the country. He was halfway through college at the time with a 4-point GPA, and he decided he'd stay at least to finish his education. A few months later, he was pulled over while driving, and then he was arrested and sent to a prison in Virginia Beach, a local prison, and then he was transferred to a detention center in Youngstown, Ohio. The family began regular road trips to visit him. It was a 2-week process. He had to make an appointment 2 weeks ahead of time, and there were certain rules, and then the rules would change every so often without any notification, like the one time they showed up and suddenly you were told, no, you can't wear sandals, you have to wear closed-toed shoes. Well, her mother was wearing sandals, didn't have closed-toed shoes. Panicked, she and her mom, they went off to try and find a place where they could buy closed-toed shoes, and they could not find a store anywhere. Past a gas station, there's some people out at the gas station, and she stopped, her mother stopped, got out of the car, and she could tell that her mother was explaining the situation to these people, the complete strangers. And pretty soon, one of the women, tall woman, she said, took off her shoes and nudged them over to her mother. And her mother took off her shoes and nudged them over to the stranger. They were a half size too big, but they worked for what was needed in that moment. After spiraling on Facebook, she said this last week, she's saying this through tears. After spiraling through Facebook this week with the headlines, "We find hope through each other, strangers we don't know, people willing to use prophetic love, literally, willing to walk in the shoes of a stranger." And the spiritual came to me. All God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, I'm going to walk all over God's heaven. There are other verses too, but that one really sang in my head and my heart. All God's children got shoes. A sign of the emerging reality of God's new age. It's when people get what they need. May our eyes, our hearts, pay attention to the places where we can help participate in the emergence of God's new age here and now. Amen. The hymn of dedication is All Things Bright and Beautiful.